eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Carrie Lewis and Justin Martindale join the show. We talk about my brother's tiny rental car, streaking at Disney, and public restrooms. Do you know how Oscar, he will drop like little bombs like right before we go live? I spent all my money on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I was curious, what'd you buy?
Oh, I bought a lot of clothes to get ready for my vacation.
Oh, Gatorland.
Yeah. Yes.
It's almost here.
Yeah. I'm excited. And then I bought a wardrobe for the premiere. So oh. That was really
cool. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
For the Hollywood Houselift premiere. Are you going?
I am going. And I guess I have to buy something for
I
myself.
Do too.
You do?
Yeah.
Shane, did you already get something, a dress?
I got a beautiful gown.
Ma'am.
I did a lot of Black Friday, and my packages got stolen, so you have a lot of stuff coming to your house, Jeff.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Okay, because I figured, I told you you could use my house if you want to start delivering things. Are they going to replace the Leah Black Beauty Bundle?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. He did.
So is Leah paying for that then?
I guess.
That doesn't seem right.
What happened to your packages?
Porch pirates.
I think the companies have insurance with like USPS or whoever shipped it so that if it gets stolen, I think they have protection. I think.
I'm going to ask Leah that.
Ask her. Yeah, I sent Jason a note. I was like, hey, what do I do? He was like, oh, I'll just send you one. You're fine.
Because you know what people don't steal? The Jeff Lewis merch.
Oh, yeah.
But if someone did steal the Jeff Lewis merch, I want to know, are we responsible for that?
Yeah. Is Todd going to send them another shirt?
He barely sends the first shirt. So good luck with that.
They think the packages got stolen, but he just didn't send it.
That's probably what happened.
Just blame the porch pirates.
That's Todd Lewis. I don't know, like, I was over, so I came over to Carrie and Todd's after Thanksgiving also, because there was so much food that I went the next day and ate again a second Thanksgiving. And so we were talking to Todd, and I noticed you had this tiny, tiny, tiny little car in your driveway.
It's so small. It's like a go-kart.
It's like missing half the car.
It's so weird.
It's cut off at the end. There's no trunk.
There actually is a trunk. It's shockingly spacious inside that car because I think there's so little, like, outside protection. Like, it's like literally made of like a bubble of
what is it?
I don't know what it is.
You just have a small Martian car?
Okay, so what happened is that Todd wanted a new minivan, and he gets excited about something. He's very impulsive. So I have to rein him in, because if I don't, like, if he's excited about something and I don't help him make it happen, then he'll just go do it, and it'll be like, he'll do it wrong.
He'll fuck up. Yeah.
Yeah, so I knew if I didn't help him, even though his lease wasn't up until March, if I didn't help him get the car that he wanted now, then it would be like he'd just one day show up with it, and it would be a shitty term, you know, shitty lease terms,
right,
and whatever. Like, there'd be
and like a weird color or whatever.
Something would be, I'd be annoyed about something. So I'm like, fine, we'll get a new car now. So we go, we get this car, and he's so excited. It's the new Honda Odyssey.
But what happened to the Pacifica? He did all the research, and that was supposed to be like the best minivan on the market.
Apparently now the Honda Odyssey is, according to Todd, who is a minivan expert.
Wow.
But what happened was he was excited about the Sport, but then when we test drove it, I mean, I didn't say anything. I was just sitting there, and I thought, God, this feels really stripped. Like, it wasn't as luxurious as the Pacifica.
Yeah.
And so I didn't say anything because I thought, well, maybe this is what he wants. And then after we're done test driving it, he's like, this feels really janky. And I was like, yeah, it does. Like, it doesn't have any of the features and whatever. So he's like, I think I need to look at the Elite, I think it was called.
Oh, the Odyssey Elite.
Yeah, so it's like the high-end one.
That's right.
Once he saw that, it was all over. They have this camera in the ceiling of the car where you can watch the kids so we know who punched who first.
Work.
So
no.
We totally... We're like, the kids are so fucked. Like, they're like, she hit me. And I'm like, no, she sure
roll
didn't.
The tape. Yeah. Roll the tape. Like, roll the tape.
Replay. No. Yeah. We have full, like, I have a full accounting of every single thing that happens in that backseat.
The receipts.
Wow.
I do have that receipt. Mm-hmm.
So, is it leather?
It's leather. Oh, yeah. It has, like, you know, all the bells and whistles. Like, the seat warmers, the seat coolers. It has the hand warmer for the steering wheel.
So nice. Especially today. So cold. My hands are still cold.
Really?
Still cold.
Oh,
I could have used. I could use that steering wheel.
Oh, I love. I have a heated steering wheel.
Mind
I love
you, everyone it. Listening, it's 58 degrees
it's
here.
Freezing.
It's the chilling. Tundra is upon us.
Really?
But that's when you know you live in California. Everyone's just like, oh, this brisk wind. It's like, yeah. No, it's the sun's out. It's chilly.
Does it have the vacuum cleaner as well?
Well, it doesn't. But I asked Todd about that. I said it won't have the vacuum. He's like, I fucking hate that vacuum. It doesn't work. He's like, because he'd always take it to the car, like the vacuum place, to vacuum something if there was like a bunch of dirt or something in it. He never used it, so he didn't care about the vacuum. Mm-hmm. But it has this thing where you put your foot underneath the rear and it just opens the trunk on its own. And yeah, it's like, anyway, it's very nice.
Okay.
However,
so, yep, here
it
we go.
Doesn't have all of the sport features that the other model had.
Like blacked out.
Seat belts,
he
tires. It doesn't have any of that.
That's right. No. That's right. All the safety features.
Airbags. Right. None of that.
So he had to put them in aftermarket. So he couldn't wait to do it. Now, this is the most hilarious part, is that he's embarrassed to drive the car until those items are done. Like, literally, that's what he told Quinn. But then he comes home.
In that ridiculous yes! little rental car.
Yes. So we got the car. It was like two weekends ago. Uh-huh. And he shows up the next day on like a Monday with this blue, it's like a bright neon blue car. That has, yes. I think it has four doors. Does it have four
it
doors?
It has four doors.
Yeah. And it has
I saw it.
Cloth seats, which I know sounds, I was like, what is in these seats? Like,
yes.
You know, like, have they been cleaned? Like, I don't know what's in them. They can't be wiped down. Anyway, it's surprisingly spacious in there, but there's like, you know, it's like very, you know, bare bones. And he shows up and I'm like, what the fuck is this, Todd? And he's like, he's like, well, I had to take my car in to get all of my, he's getting everything blacked out. And he's like, I knew you would be annoyed, so I asked for the cheapest car that they had.
Wow.
And but Carrie and I call bullshit on this.
I don't believe him.
I don't either.
I was like, here's two things that I know is true, because I fucking know you, Todd Lewis. Number one, you should have waited until after the holiday
yes.
to drop your fucking car off, because when is it going to be ready? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, the reason you don't know is because the dude's going out of town.
Yeah. They're,
like,
they're not working out for six days.
6 days is like 8 days.
Yeah.
He still doesn't have it back. He still doesn't know when he's getting it back. I'm like, that's number one. That's what I know is true. And number two, you rented a fucking car with no notice. Like 3 days before Thanksgiving.
That's all they had.
That's all they had.
Yep.
And you're trying to make it my fault. Like, okay, yeah. I'm trying to do the right thing and spend $40 a day on a rental. And I'm like, we're all going to. And then he makes us drive in this car because he's like, girls, this is the car we would have if your mom and your dad didn't work so hard.
Oh, my like, God. Oh. Like the Fred Flintstone car.
He made us all drive to Target in the car. And then Quinn opens the door. She's like, there's so much room between our car and the next car. Like, I can open my door all the way, Daddy. I'm like,
I can't even believe it.
And then when he honks the horn, everywhere we go, it sounds like the Roadrunner. It's like, beep, beep.
Everywhere
we go, and I'm like, stop honking the horn.
But so Todd is one of those people that he has to be right. He cannot admit when he's
What's
wrong.
What's that like, Jeff?
I don't know. I am constantly.
You're right. That's
such a resemblance.
It does take a minute for you, but you will admit when you're wrong.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So I kept questioning him too about like, so before you even said anything, I'm like, hey, what's that car in the driveway? He's
highly
like, oh, it's
suspicious.
My rental car. And I said, well, Winnie, what's going on? You just got a new car. What are you doing? He's like, well, I'm having it all blacked out. Do you know how much he's spending? Because he told me.
I do. Well, actually, I know what he told me he's spending.
Okay. What did he tell you?
I can't wait to find the invoice. $3,000.
That's what he told me.
Which I think is a lie, because I don't think he would tell me the truth, which is why he, again, was like, the rental's $40 a day. And I'm like, well, it would have been fucking nothing if you had just waited until next week. I'm sure that all that blackout stuff takes like, what, 1 or 2 days, a normal
So he drops the car off the weekend before the Thanksgiving week, right?
Yeah.
So you know they took the car on a Friday, and they're not touching it until not 3 days, like a week from Monday.
Yeah. Today.
Today. Today. So today is when they're starting the car.
Yes. Maybe.
What does blacking out the car mean? Is this rims,
like
tinting?
Tinting and
anything
all that.
Chrome, like all the little chrome details, those are going to be all be painted black. And then he'll do the windows and he'll do the rims and the whole thing. And all the emblems will be black. Everything will be black.
Yeah. I mean, it does look nice when they do it.
It does.
But it doesn't. It shouldn't take 10 or 12
But I said
days.
That to him. I said, hey, that just seems like weird timing, Todd. I said, so do you know when the car is going to be done? Yeah, it's going to be done. It'll be done next week. I'm like, are you sure about that? I'm like, I bet they didn't work on it this week.
So fucking Tom Lewis.
But before I started talking
to
you.
No answer. So fucking annoying. I'm like, you're no answer. He doesn't want to lie. So he's just like, sometime next week. So probably we'll get it back like Friday. It's probably going to be another 4 days.
I couldn't believe he couldn't wait till the lease was up in March. Did that cost you money to
get
out?
Here's what happened is that we went in and we test drove it. Todd was going away on business for like 4 days. So he's like, this is my wife's number. Negotiate with her. And they, you know, they look at me and they're like, no problem. And I'm like, oh, honey, you don't even know. And I'm like, okay, just let me know. So he and I, the car guy and I, are going back and forth for a couple of days. And he literally, I've never had someone do this to me because I'm like, I negotiate for a living. He literally says to me, I really would have liked to have had your business, but, you know, we just can't make that deal work. I'm so sorry. Maybe next time. And I wrote back, yeah, maybe next time. And I thought, like, I'll hear back from him. Crickets. That was it for him. And I'm like, oh, I want to give this guy a lesson. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're just going to walk away. You're not going to get paid. So, of course, that made me crazy. So I'm like, Todd, can you please message him and be like, what the fuck happened, dude? Blah, blah, blah. So he did. And the guy responded, oh, your wife wanted a deal. I can't give her. And I said, give me your phone. So then I negotiated the deal with the guy on Todd's phone.
Yeah, so
the deal I wanted. The deal I wanted on Todd's phone. So he thinks that he negotiated with Todd.
So he let a man get the deal.
Oh my God, you have no idea how it makes me like so angry. So the day we showed up to get the car, I, you know, was like not liking this person.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you told him probably.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to like, you know, make it like weird for anyone. And the girls were so excited. But I did tell them, I said, part of the reason it took an extra week to get this car, girls, is because you girls were too excited when we test drove it. You should have, you were complaining.
That's what my dad always tells me.
I was so annoyed with them. And I'm like, both of you, you were so excited. We wouldn't take the car today. That's part of why it took an extra week. So when we went to pick up the car, Quinn's like, Daddy, I don't really like this car. And I'm like, it's a little late for that, Quinn.
Yes, Quinn. Yes.
Daddy, can we test drive the Sienna instead?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Who made those really good Thanksgiving cookies that were on the counter that I left on the counter? At your house.
I bought those at Gelson's at their bakery.
Those were so good.
Yeah, my dog ate them all.
Well, I know. I don't know. When I put the cookies back, I thought I pushed it all the way back toward the backsplash.
No.
You think I left it too close to the edge?
The thing is, everyone wonders why my dogs are obese. They're so...
Well, they jump on the counters and they take stuff off the counters.
They don't do it when you're around, although that one dog did.
So I had one of the cookies.
He ate some turkey off the top.
There were a lot of them in a bag. Yeah. And actually, there were so many of them. I was like, God, I should take some home because they're so good. But I exercised some self-discipline. I only had one. I thought I pushed the bag all the way back to the backsplash. I might have, Carrie.
Yeah, they're pretty tall.
So the dogs, when they left, I left. The dogs got up and they took the whole bag of cookies down from the countertop and they ate them all, correct?
Yeah, we found they ate that and then they ate something else too. I can't remember what the other thing, but I was laughing at dinner when we're sitting at dinner and look over and Chaz is like, ah! And George is up on the counter eating some of the turkey.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I saw that. I saw George get some of the turkey.
Whoops.
Well, so when you sent me the text, I was like, God, those really poorly behaved dogs. That's what I was thinking.
I know, they are.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm just so lucky. I have Toby. And then yesterday, I'm like, I'm going to go to the new house for a little while. And he always breaks out of the crate. And he's getting so crazy now, he actually like bends the sides of the crate.
Oh, Jackson's or George's
Yeah, like
done
he's
that,
actually
yeah.
tearing apart the crate.
Yeah.
To it's the point metal, where right? he had, you know, he hurt his nose because he was pushing his face against the crate so hard. So I thought, he always breaks out anyway. He doesn't do anything. He's normally just like calm and just sitting on the sofa sleeping when I get home. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to the new house. I'm not going to put him in the crate. He looked pretty, like, he was just sleeping on the sofa. When I walked in, I thought I had been robbed and the house had been ransacked yesterday.
Oh, no.
Every pillow on that sofa. There's a big pillow story there. Every pillow was on the floor. He got a hold of that big, someone gave me this big Grinch decoration with, like, in a Santa suit. It was in 1,000 pieces all over the whole living room. Then he got to 2 TV remotes, 8-1 TV remote.
What?
And I mean, the place was just a fucking wreck. And I was like, oh my God, where are the rest of the pieces to the remote? Oh shit, I'm gonna have to take him to the vet. We're gonna have to, I mean, they're in his stomach.
Yeah.
And then as I'm walking around the house, like cleaning up, I noticed a big pile of throw up with the remote.
Oh, that's good.
In the throw up.
No.
So he threw it back up. I couldn't believe it. He just tore that place up.
You can't trust these dogs.
Uh-uh.
They have to be like at least 3 years old before you can leave.
I agree.
The crate. Like, I don't trust either of these. I mean, the older one, I used to trust him. But then when the younger one came on, and I think he's like taught him. Jackson never used to jump on the counter. But now he will. He's 105 pounds.
He's huge, those dogs.
Same. I'm not here to fat shame dogs, but they are adorable.
They're
cute. Were so sweet. And that was by far the best Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yes. It was so much fun.
Those gambling was intense.
It was very intense. Yeah.
Now, you finally caught on to what Chaz Dean does, which is one of the fucking funniest things.
I love Chaz.
So what he does is when he meets people, he will always call people by the wrong name on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
He designates everyone to have a made-up name, and then he will only call you by that name.
Yeah.
Although, he does call me Carrie.
Right, but
sometimes he calls me Mom Pants.
I didn't have one, though. I didn't have a fake
name. No, but what was he calling Evan?
Jennifer.
And then he was calling, what was
Ginger.
Corey's friends?
Ginger.
What was her real name?
Michelle.
So Michelle.
She's so cute, right?
Yeah, she was fun.
I love her.
So he kept calling her Ginger, but the funny thing is that, you know, initially people correct him. Like, oh, it's Michelle. Oh,
we
okay.
don't.
No,
don't
we all just
him.
Kept going.
Like, Evan, he calls everybody by the wrong name.
Evan was like, Jennifer.
Yeah. When he showed up, he's like, Steve's got the pecan pie. And I'm like, who's Steve? And he's like, my driver. His name's not really Steve. And I'm thinking it's like a random Uber driver. Nope. It's his like usual driver that he just calls Steve. I'm like, what's his real name? And he's like, John. And I'm like, so you know his real name, yeah. But you still call him Steve.
Now that was, so let's see, Paul won a game. And yes. Everybody was questioning whether Patrick and Paul cheated.
Oh.
Obviously. And then who else won?
Evan
won.
Evan
Jennifer.
Won.
Jennifer won.
Jennifer kicked it out of the park.
Yeah.
How much did Jennifer win?
I think it was like 280 or something like that.
Damn.
I know. Yeah.
Well, it's $20 buy-in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We never got it. They took a long time, and we went down to 3 chips.
No, we started with 3 and we went down to 2 chips at the beginning.
And it's still, it they still forever. Were long games because there were so many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we should have done 1 chip. 5 games.
Maybe.
And then 5 people
I know
people
you guys
won.
Tried at the end, the third game, they tried to, those Lewis boys tried to make a third game into the $50 buy-in, and that's when everyone got up from
everyone.
The table.
Everyone.
Yeah, we were like, good night.
I'm like, you guys are such dicks. Like, and I could just tell, like, they just, both of you just want to win so bad.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, it's we only played 2 games, but those 2 games took like an hour and a half.
Well, there was like 15 of us at a table.
It was more than 15, I want to say.
But it was a really fun Thanksgiving.
It was so fun.
Very,
so we had pretty. Todd, Carrie, Quinn, Pepper, myself, Monroe, Justin, Evan, Krista, Chaz, Kelly, Rick, Jolie, her friend Lucy, and then that cute little girl, Charlie. Where'd she come from?
Oh, she's Quinn's little bestie, the neighbor girl. I love her. Isn't she awesome?
She's a good time. Patrick and Paul were there, and then Corey, your friend, and then Ginger.
Ginger.
Corey and Ginger.
Hot Ginger.
We did not get to play Toma Todo. No. We played, sorry.
You didn't play Toma Todo?
No,
what is Toma Todo?
Oh, wow. Well,
it's what it's.
Do you like that? Do you like
Toma Todo?
Oh, bien, bien.
It's a little
dreidel
game.
Oh. Like
it doesn't look that fun in comparison to LRC.
You forgot someone though at the party.
Who?
Snow White.
No, oh,
right.
I mean,
right.
Snow White, what a deceptive bitch. Like, she is up to no good. I have met her twice now,
growls,
and every
bites.
Time, every yep. time
oh,
I reach out to touch her, she's just,
she's
it's
a,
just like,
she
ugh,
is not a nice dog.
What is that sound?
I'm pretty sure she bit Pepper.
Yeah, she no, probably
she,
did.
She tried
bites.
To bite me, and then Patrick just like hands you the dog, and I'm like, I don't want the dog. I don't want. Okay.
Yeah.
No one
and
likes
then
that
you're
dog.
Stuck, oh my god.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. She's more like an evil queen, not a Snow White. You know what I mean?
Exactly right. Oh God, she's awful.
I did go see Wish this
Speaking
weekend.
Speaking of Disney.
I went to see Wish this weekend. I took Monroe.
I did as well.
I wanted to see it, but
I
you
did
don't
something.
Have a kid.
Huh?
You don't have a kid?
I have Evan. Yeah. No. It's like a Thanksgiving movie. It's
Are
like,
you a Disney gay?
No.
Sounds like it.
Mm. Oh, you're like averse Disney gay?
Be careful because you have
Don't tell my parents. no, I like Disney, but I'm not like, you know, Disney.
Yeah, you're like a normal person.
I can handle it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told Shane, pick me up 2 tickets, please, for 6:30 for Wish, and that was Wednesday, and it was just like daddy daughter night.
Cute.
And we went to Century City.
Oh yeah. We had a whole conversation. The traffic was so bad.
Yeah.
So I went to Century City.
Oh, that wasn't smart.
With the tickets. And waited in line, got up to show them the little, what is that?
The QR code.
The QR code.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, it's not going through. I'm like, what's going on here? No, I bought the tickets today. Like, these are, this is for the Grove, sir.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's the wrong theater.
Oh, no.
Wrong theater. And
the
then
Grove
she
would
just
have made
looked,
way more sense because it's closer to you. So I can
she
understand.
She looked heartbroken.
Dejected. Yeah. Oh.
And I'm like, daddy really screwed up, Monroe. I said, these tickets are for the Grove. And then fortunately, I was lucky because Wish was playing at 6:45 at Century City, and they still had tickets.
Your wish came true.
Yes. So the Grove tickets, we lost the money of the Grove tickets. How much did we spend?
$38.
Each?
No, total.
Okay. Yeah. And then I had to buy more tickets for Century City. Wow. Now, I liked Wish. You did not.
I just thought it was kind of lazy.
In what way?
I just thought it was like, it was their 100th, you know, anniversary for Disney. I just thought they kind of threw all the Easter eggs out there. It was set in the Mediterranean, but yet they were Spanish and like, welcome to the town of Rosas. I was like, what? And I just didn't know. I didn't think it knew where it was going.
What was the premise? What is Wish?
It was just like, it's like this town that like this magician, sorcerer knows how
Magnifico.
To grant people's wishes. Yeah, which
he
is
He plays
like,
Tomatoro.
But also, yeah. But Magnifico was kind of hot, right?
He was hot.
He was kind of hot.
That's the magician?
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was kind of the king of Rosas.
Chris Pine is
yeah, but it's also like the Easter egg was like he's like the first sorcerer, like Maleficent, Magnifico. Kind.
Yeah.
And so there was all these little tropes like she had 7 best friends and they all had similarities to like the dwarves and like Bambi was in it and Peter Pan and like all this kind of stuff. I don't want to, spoilers, but like.
Well, he ends up being a villain.
Yeah.
I mean, duh.
And
have you seen the trailer?
He's a big over the top. Handsome villain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like Silver
said,
Fox.
Just
Silver
like
Fox.
Yeah. And in the and in the end.
Jeff was the inspiration for Magnifico.
Yeah.
Magnifico.
And in the end, they said you never trust a handsome face.
Oh.
Never trust a handsome face.
Which is not true, by the way.
No. Oh, you know who he reminds me of from Coco? What was the guy, the singer?
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Yeah,
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Yeah,
there's lots of little elements. There's like Encanto references. There's like
I like Encanto.
And then
Encanto.
You know what I loved? I loved the
Encanto.
Ending.
Encanto.
Encanto.
The ending was great.
What is it called? What's the game?
Tomatoro.
It says never trust a man with a handsome face.
Which is a lie. Don't teach your kids that.
So Monroe, by the way, on the way out, she said, Daddy.
You're handsome.
They said, never trust a man with a handsome face. She says to me, I trust you. And you're handsome. And I said, that is the nicest thing you have ever said to me.
Isn't
I said,
great when they
you
do
think,
that?
I said, you think I'm handsome? She's like, a little.
I'm
like, you know what? You were doing so well.
I love that, by the way, that whole statement that you're handsome was the compliment as opposed to that she trusts you.
Oh, yeah. No, I just heard handsome.
Yeah.
I just heard handsome and thanked her.
You think I'm handsome?
We went and saw the film in Universal Studios, and so they have those chairs that recline.
Yes, that's what we had.
Evan was out the whole movie, just asleep. And I'm like, okay. And then I loved the ending. I thought with the credits, because they show all the like Disney characters from the movie. Like
we got the fuck out of there.
Well, it was cute.
I didn't see that.
And then like there's a little nod at the end, but I just overall it was just kind of like and I looked at Evan, I was like, what's your favorite part? He's like, I really liked it. And I'm like, what part? I'm like, okay. I just thought it was like, it was okay. It was 50 out of 100. Even Oscar was like, it flopped.
Oh.
And
50%
no.
of Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard. My Disney community was telling me it flopped.
See? Yeah.
That's too
so,
bad.
I'm just going to wait for it to come out on Disney Plus, and then I'll watch it.
Wow.
Why? It's only like $20 to go to the...
It's kind of fun to do it at home. We do that. We have like movie night at home with popcorn and... Like and that way you can take breaks and go to the bathroom and
I could pause it.
So wait a minute. So the Disney community is not going to go see it because
They have. Yeah. There's a bunch of us. Some go and they tell us, it was good or it wasn't, and then we kind of just.
How many people again? Do you talk to?
In my group, there's about 16 to 17 people. But in the actual Facebook group, about 41,000 plus.
41,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the consensus is that the movie's not great.
Well, we're going to talk about one of those people went AWOL. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
So yesterday at Disneyland, there was a kind of decent-looking guy.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't 20 see his something. Face. I was too busy looking
great
at his
body.
At his body.
Yeah, mid-20s.
Dills of Disneyland?
He stripped down to his underwear.
No, what? He's totally nudie.
No. Hold on.
Okay.
He stripped down to his underwear and got into the pool at the Taj Mahal there in the Small World. And then he decided to go over to the Lilo and Stitch animatronics, and that's where he took his underwear off. Then he jumped into the actual water, and it took 6 security guards to remove him. There
oh
he
God,
is.
He's so high.
Yep. You he's know what he drugs. Had? Scalloped potatoes. Your grandma's recipe.
It wins every time.
But he's kind of, I mean, for a streaker, he's kind of hot.
No, I don't think he's a streaker. Hot. He's like, he's clearly like... He's zonked out of his mind.
Yeah. He's 26, and he was arrested for indecent exposure, and he was under the influence of a controlled substance.
Yeah.
Fentanyl.
Yeah.
Now, scary. What does your Disney community think about this, Oscar? He's one of you, right?
No, he is not one of us, and if he is, then he is terminated, because that is not okay whatsoever.
Oh, is it like the Jeff Lewis Live Facebook group? When you speak against them, they block you. So unless you're willing to be miserable, negative, and toxic, they will block you.
But also, like, if he had a small wiener, like...
Was it small?
I don't think it was small.
You can't have a small dick on It's a Small
Can
World.
We find
you know what I mean?
I like, want to have the unfiltered version.
I have the unfiltered. I received
it. We need to see it and blow it up, please.
How did you receive it?
I have my ways. Don't ask. Do you want to see it or don't you?
I want to see it.
Is it okay? He has connections at Disney. Why are you questioning him?
Is it okay?
He
has a nice body.
He defiled the Taj Mahal.
Honestly, that ride is so boring. They could use a permanent streaker.
I'm actually really bummed that we missed that.
Me too.
I would have gone again.
They should do like a Small World After Dark with streakers.
But what? Like,
it's a big world.
Big world.
Only for adults.
Everything's
but what a metaphor that fentanyl is taking over this world. Like, you can't even do It's a Small World without someone cracked out on the
totally,
on the ride.
Right? I know. So,
he's small when he's soft, but who knows? Maybe
it's
he's
cold.
Maybe he's a grower, and it is cold.
Yeah,
but it's 58 degrees right now.
But were there people on the ride?
Families.
Oh,
that's so gross.
I mean, he has a nice, tight, lean body, but you can't
sure
be
does.
Naked around kids like that. That's just creepy and
right,
weird.
Right.
It's gross.
Wait, you gotta fast.
I'm sorry.
I bet he's in that Facebook group. I mean, maybe no, they kicked him out now.
It's possible,
but, you know where there's room? The Jeff Lewis Live Facebook group.
Well,
he could join them.
Streakers accepted.
Oh!
He's like in the ride.
Wow, look at his butt.
Oh, I do want to see the butt.
What? Oh, I've seen this guy before.
At Tops?
Yeah. No, I met him at Gatorland. Yeah, that's exactly where I saw him.
Man. Wow.
Speaking of Gatorland, I had to update my final will and testament before I, you know,
Over
those.
Who are you going to leave the new Prius to?
Oh, boy.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, you'll take a car from him.
Yeah, I will from him, but only because he's dead.
Oh, wow, Jameson. I see how it is.
But honestly, you better hope if you do fall in that gator pit that they kill you, because you don't want to. I mean, do you want to live without arms and legs?
Be maimed?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I got to think about that.
Here's
Do they tell you what to do if you do fall in the pit? I think you hit him on the nose. I think that's what you do with a gator.
That's a shark.
That's a shark.
What do you do with a gator?
I have no idea.
You should find out.
Don't you think you should find out before you
got to brush up on my
zip line over the gator
videos.
I think pond.
See what he does.
But seriously, if you fall and they take an arm off, just let them kill you at that point. It's not worth it.
Or maybe you should spray yourself with something that doesn't taste good. So that
when
if they
bite,
then they let go.
They will eat anything. They're garbage disposals.
What do you spray himself with?
I don't know. Like,
oh, you know what? Douse yourself in lovely seasoning.
Yeah. Like a dill or like a,
oh my
like
God.
A Wait, high
I'm
end.
Dying at, my kids are too young to understand when to cut a joke off. And I'm dying at Thanksgiving that both the kids are the whole dinner going, oh, I'm going to barf. I ate some lovely seasoning. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that anymore, girls.
Do you remember my
favorite? Pepper's like, lovely seasoning. And I'm like, Pepper, stop.
I had Pepper going with that when she was sitting next to me when someone lost their chip for left, right, center. And we just look at each other and go, wah, 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 wah.
Okay, what about Pepper came in the room and just announced to like the.
She's pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant. I know.
No, that was one time. But remember, she came in and she's like, there's a problem with the makeup lady. She's bleeding from the mouth.
Oh, right.
Because Jolie had gotten hit with the phone in her mouth and her tooth was bleeding. And she kept calling her the makeup lady. We were like, who's the makeup lady?
But you realize your daughter had a doll in her dress the entire dinner and saying she was pregnant.
Oh, she does that all the time. Yeah. She's obsessed with watching childbirth videos on YouTube.
Oh, God.
I'm like, stop turning on the YouTube when I'm not. She's like, why, mommy? Because I could see a baby coming out of a vagina. I'm like, that's exactly why. Yeah. It's not appropriate.
Yeah, I'll never look at a turducken the same.
Now, when I was there on the second Thanksgiving, which was Friday. Pepper had a little too much to eat also. And her stomach was really bothering her. And I said, we need to take a Tums. And she's like, I don't want it. I don't like the taste. Carrie and I worked on her for 15 minutes.
We
talked about, oh my God, we eat Tums all the time. We put it on salads.
Yeah.
We put it on steak.
We like it in our cookies.
Like, Tums are so good. Like, we just talked about Tums for 15 minutes and how good they are. And we got her to take it. And I'm like, isn't it delicious?
And then she was eating it. She's like, again, I'm like, God, Pepper.
I'm like, they serve these in the finest restaurant. Yeah. But we did get her.
We did, finally. Yeah.
High she gets tea.
Indigestion from all that really rich food. Like the rest of us. I was ready to,
food coma.
But it was like a placebo because like 2 minutes later, I feel better, Mom.
Oh, totally. Totally.
That's what Thanksgiving is, though. You're like, oh, I feel awful. And then like,
the pie
10 minutes.
Out.
You're like, all right, let's go back in.
Well, let's play another LRC.
Yeah.
Who do you think drank the most on Thanksgiving?
You're asking me this?
Yeah.
I could tell you.
You
could
tell you too.
Who?
I want to hear what you think.
I want to say Rick.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
you
really?
Think Rick?
Rick was drinking a bottle of tequila.
Rick was plastered. He drank a whole bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
He did?
I mean, let someone else drink tequila.
Oh, see, I was sitting next to Krista. I assume she was the drunkest.
No, no. Everyone always assumes it's Krista, but it's not. Krista was fine.
I don't know if she was fine, but she wasn't the drunkest.
No. She wasn't the drunkest.
I'm in the middle of the game. Like, you know, it's intense. Like, I'm paying attention. And she's like showing me TikToks. I'm like, Krista, I'm playing the game.
That was so funny. You're like,
put your phone away.
Oh, my God. She was trying to distract you the whole time.
Everyone had their strategies. But I think Rick, at one point, there was like, he went to go get another drink. And we had taken a break between the games. And I had sat down. And he came over and he's like, you're in my seat. And I'm like, what? Like, no one's sitting here yet. You're in my seat. Get up. I'm like, okay, happy Thanksgiving. But I like literally moved to like the next seat over and it was fine.
Oh, he's making me laugh towards the end because he and Kelly were so awesome. They actually stayed and washed so many dishes.
I heard.
And they kept saying over and over again, well, we just want to get invited back. We just want to get invited back. I'm like, Todd, it was really cute. They were really helpful.
And then Paige Davis didn't make it.
No.
She was supposed to come. Was she working?
She, I, stop, Jeff, stop. God damn it.
What did you do?
What did you do? I didn't do anything.
Nothing. Nobody did anything.
God.
What's the tea?
Oh, God.
Well, I went to high tea yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
See, that just flexion. Good,
I
liked it. That was really
good. I love high tea.
Yes, yes. At the Peninsula Hotel. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend if you're in Beverly Hills during the holiday season.
Oh, it's so festive.
So fun.
Hey, what do you do in a situation where, so I took Monroe to Javier's the other day. It was just she and I for dinner. And I had to go to the bathroom really bad. But she's 7. So I'm not going to leave her alone at the table. And I don't want to leave her alone in the hall.
It's tricky.
So I had to take her into the bathroom with me and then make her stand. And then I had to go to a stall, made her stand at the door while I quickly went to the bathroom. But the problem is you have to walk by the urinals and there's dudes there. I mean, I don't know what to do.
That's
like, I don't know what's the least safe place to leave her.
Well, don't take her to Disneyland. You know, don't.
I'll leave her on the small world next time.
Oh, God. Well, I can tell you that I took my kids to Bloomingdale's last week and my stomach, I wasn't feeling very good. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom, you guys, right now. So we like go to the bathroom.
You had the enchiladas.
I was not feeling good.
Kelly's enchiladas.
And I like, to your point, like I was like, okay, you guys wait here. I go in the stall and Pepper's like, Mommy, are you pooping?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no, Pepper, stop. And there's like 8 people in there. And she's like, Mommy. And then she's like banging on the door. Mommy. And I'm like, Pepper, like, go sit down. I'm like, where was she going to sit? Like, and I'm like, but can you grab her sister? And she's like, no, I'm not going over there. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then Pepper finds a way. She opens the fucking stall door. And I'm sitting on the toilet. And I'm like, Pepper, close the door. Close the door. And she's like, Mommy, it smells. I'm like,
Oh my God.
My stomach. Yeah. I could die. Yeah. I'm like,
you should have had a Tums.
Yeah.
I was so mad at her. And I finally, like, finish. And we get out of there. And I'm like, washing my hands. I'm like, Pepper. And she's like, oh. I'm like, Pepper, stop talking. Just stop talking. She's like, did you say shut up? I'm like, no. No, no, stop talking. It was terrible. So we had to have a whole conversation on the way home. I'm like, you don't. That is like so mean. Like, I had a stomachache. And like, you don't do that to your girlfriends. Like, why would you do that? And Quinn's like, Pepper, that was really, really
rude.
She
called you out.
Totally called me out.
A public restroom could
so
be an escape
awful.
Room.
It was awful.
I was freaking out because I don't like leaving her alone. And then she was right outside the door.
It is weird when you have a man. That's where they have those like family restrooms, which I think are really good. But
not at Javier's.
Not everywhere.
I have the biggest fear of going to the bathroom in public. It's a phobia.
I do
and
too.
If I ever have to do it, I go straight to those family ones. The one stall where there's a lock on the door.
No one's going to interrupt you.
Like, leave me alone.
I won't even do that. I'll just wait.
Ooh, no. I mean, I refuse. I usually do that, but I just have the biggest fear of public.
Wow, the luxury.
Yeah,
wow,
every once
the
in a while
luxury.
You can't wait.
Wow, the privilege in this room.
I can only use a
bidet. You can't wait. You're saying, Jeff, you've never pooped in a public restroom ever.
I have, but I don't do it. I mean,
well,
it's
no
like
one wants
once
to do
and
it.
We don't speak of it.
It's like one.
No. Like
one in a million years.
It's been
but still,
years,
it could
years,
happen.
Years. Oh. Sure, sometimes you have to.
I get so nervous. Like if I'm in a public restroom and I see the like the jeans and the shoes, and then I hear the. I'm like, oh my God, I'm part of this now.
But everyone should always flush, and they don't do that here
at
SiriusXM.
Yeah.
They don't do that here at SiriusXM.
Oh. They don't. That should be mandatory.
It really should
especially
be.
Especially if John Mayer's down the hallway, you know?
Exactly.
Flush for John.
That is rude.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the SiriusXM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.